Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today we're going to talk all about first looks and why I think you should consider doing one. It's a common debate between couples and their photographers, and I'm going to break it down for you today. Before we get into that though, let's talk about what a first look actually is. Tradition states that on a wedding day, the couple should not see each other prior to the wedding ceremony. The history behind this is actually based around arranged marriages. The parents of the bride and groom worked hard to keep the two apart to ensure that one or both didn't try to back out before the wedding. In fact, that's actually where the tradition of the veil comes in. A veil was initially placed in front of the bride's face so that neither party could make a last-minute run for it if they were not attracted to the person at the other end of the aisle. As with most superstitions, today's tradition of not seeing each other before the ceremony is based around bad luck. Over the years, though, a new tradition of setting up a special, private moment between the couple prior to the ceremony, aka the first look, has become more and more popular. And while I do understand the tradition of not seeing each other before the ceremony, there are two huge reasons why I would highly recommend you consider doing a first look on your wedding day. The first reason is the most common argument and probably not going to be a huge surprise to many of you. And that is, in most cases, doing a first look earlier in the day will really help loosen up your timeline. This is especially true if your wedding ceremony will be immediately followed by your reception. In this situation, you're going to be very limited with the amount of time you have to take pictures during cocktail hour, and you'll most likely need that time to take photos with family and guests. The other piece to consider, if your ceremony is going right into your reception, is what are you going to do for the first part of your day if you're not taking photos before the ceremony? With most ceremonies starting in the early evening, you won't have to begin getting ready until the afternoon. And while it might sound great to sleep in on your wedding day, that means you're really having a wedding night and not a wedding day. You won't even see your fiancé until the day is almost over. And how weird would that be to not be with them for the majority of what's most likely going to be the biggest day of your lives? Doing a first look earlier in the day will allow you to spend more time on the wedding day together, giving you more time to celebrate with your family and friends. If you do have a couple of hours between the end of the ceremony and when the reception begins, you'll probably have plenty of time to take photos before the cocktail hour. However, the second reason that I recommend a first look will still apply to you. And to be honest, I think it might be more important than the first reason. And that is because I see couples that have seen each other prior to the ceremony are much more relaxed as they walk down the aisle, and they're able to enjoy the ceremony a lot more because they've gotten that first big rush of energy and emotion out of the way. I've noticed that couples that have already seen each other before the ceremony are able to take it all in and aren't caught in that haze of excitement that just rushes past them. Think back to any big moment that you've had in your past. Maybe you've performed on the stage for theater, in a band, or dance recitals. If you're more of the athlete type, a moment before the big game, or as you're stepping up on stage for a big presentation or speech. Most of us get hit with a wave of energy, and it can be hard to really soak in the details of what's happening. You'll most likely have a similar energy around you on the wedding day, and it's exciting. I can almost see that moment during a first look where the couples are still in that exciting energy of the day, but after that initial rush, the haziness is lifted a bit, and I can just feel them relax a little bit before the ceremony. And what this means is it allows you to really be present during the ceremony and take it all in. Now, don't think that opting to do a first look means that you're giving up that special moment of first seeing each other on your wedding day. In fact, most of the time, a first look means that you'll be able to have a much more intimate moment with just the two of you and not a bunch of guests in between you. The photographer and videographer will be able to get amazing reaction shots that they often can't get during the ceremony. And to be honest, most of the time, those are some of my favorite shots of the day. And you can actually touch and hug and kiss when you see each other after doing a first look, which is something you generally can't get away with until the end of the ceremony. So what do you think? Are you going to do a first look or stick with tradition? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know what you think. If you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you would give me a quick review and share it with anyone.